listener production.
Hi, it's Rosie O'Brien. Federal police and the ATO have raided 35 properties across the country in a tax evasion crackdown. They targeted businesses suspected of supplying and using illegal electronic sales suppression software to avoid paying tax. Significant info has been gathered by investigators. Charges are yet to be laid. National Cabinet's energy plan to deliver relief for households and small businesses has been widely welcomed, but the Business Council warns without careful management, the long-term consequences could end up making the problem worse. CEO Jennifer Westacott says price caps for coal and gas send the wrong signal to investors. When we need to get new supply into the market, the move could drive up and sustain higher prices for consumers. The ACT's chief police officer has signalled he wants the planned public inquiry into Bruce Lehrman's rape trial to examine the behaviour of Director of Public Prosecutions, Shane Drumgold. ACT Attorney General Shane Rattenbury says the conflict between the two agencies is concerning. The police union has backed a broad inquiry, AFPA President Alex Caruana telling the ABC what should be looked into.
What role did the Victims of Crime Commissioner, the DPP and the Director of DPP and the ACT Attorney General, on top of what police's role and the other auxiliary services had in that.
And the federal court has dismissed the ACCC's case, finding that Google did not mislead Aussie consumers when it published an on-screen notification and changed its privacy policy to expand its collection and use of personal data. Brazil is out of the World Cup after losing to Croatia on penalties this morning. Here's the moment Bruno Petkovic found the back of the net to bring Croatia level with Brazil in extra time.
Plenty of Croatian players up there.
They lead the face the Netherlands or Argentina now in the semis. Meantime, Morocco play Portugal on Sunday in the quarterfinals before England do battle with France.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.